too big.
Yeah.
I think we knew that.
You're like away.
Okay, we'll start with questions in English, please.
Hi, Simon. At this time, no real nerves at the start of the match. You started strongly. Then she's threatening to come back. How did you manage her sudden, raise of level?
I think was a very good level the whole match. Even if the first set was 6-1, she didn't give up a point. So it was very nice to play like that. I'm really happy that I could beat a player like Muguruza. She's a great opponent, a great player, and it's always tough against her. I think I played very well, and even if I repeat it, I played the best match here. So every day I play better, and that makes me happy.
Ben.
In terms of most satisfying wins of your career, is this one ranked pretty high for you?
Yeah, it's maybe the second one because one first is against Sharapova.
Simona, you finally found the secret how to play a great first set today. Do you want to share the secret with us, or do you want to keep it to yourself so you can use it again in the final?
Yeah, I will keep it for the final, and after I will tell you.
Simona, during this tournament, you struggle a bit to start your match, but not today. You start very strong. I just want to know if you make something different during the warm-up or.
No, everything was the same. Sometimes it's working well, sometimes not. But if you finish the match in a good way, doesn't matter that much. But yeah, today was just I felt good on court. I felt positive, and I started to play very well since the beginning. So it was good.
Simona, it will be your fourth Grand Slam final. What will you do different than last ones? And can you tell us what is your biggest progress since the first final you played?
Well, I don't know what I will change. Probably nothing because I will keep my routine. I have more experience now. I feel calm. I feel that I have to enjoy today the victory because it's a great match. And I have two more days until I will play the final. So I will stay chill, I will relax, and then we will see what is gonna happen Saturday. But for sure, I will fight for every ball.
Joe.
Yesterday, you said you started with the bad game plan, but then you found the good game plan. What was the starting good game plan today?
Well, I knew that I have to be aggressive like her. I knew that she's gonna start the match with a lot of power. I was strong on the legs. Also, I pushed her back, and I feel like I played so well opening the court as well, and also to hit the ball. So today I just hit the ball. I didn't push at all. So it was a good tactic.
Simona, congratulations on your win and making the final. You either play Sloane Stephens or Madison Keys. Sloane's ahead at the moment, I think. But could you just give us your opinion on those two players if you face them in the final?
I think they are pretty similar. They have a strong game, both of them. I played many times with them, so it's gonna be a tough one. Of course, it's the final of Grand Slam, so it cannot be easy. But I will focus on myself, like I did every match here, and I will try just to be calm during the match and try everything I can because it's a nice opportunity. It's a big challenge, so I have just to feel happy after the match that I gave everything.
Simona, how big was that game at four all where you held after maybe 10 or 12 minutes, and how much do you feel the experience that you've gathered in the past 12 months helped you to do just that?
I think it was the most important game of the match, and the fact that I could win that long game, I won the next one easy. So it was a little bit of mental part in the last game. But there, I just didn't give up. I was a little bit upset of what I've played those points. I had, I think, two double faults, so it was a bit tough. But I stayed calm. I stayed focused, and I didn't give up, which is the most important thing in my game. And then I was very confident that I can finish.
If it is Sloane, you played her a couple times last summer. In Canada and Cincinnati, I think, in the semifinals, both those tournaments. What do you remember about those matches?
I know
Both
that
which you won.
she's strong opponent. She's hitting the ball, so it will be similar to today. I will play my game against her as I did last year. It's clay, it's different, it's different match, it's different year, so I expect nothing. I just want to go there and to try to keep my my tactic and keep my my positive things every second.
Simona, over the last few months, you've kind of said that you may not win this tournament, you may not win at all a slam before your career is over. I'm curious how you've come to that conclusion or that thought, and do you really feel that way? You're one win away again, but is that how you feel? Do you have to let it go? And how close are you to letting it go?
For sure, I will let it go, and I will not think about Saturday's match. Of course, like I said, it's a big opportunity, it's a big chance, but you never know. So I lost three times until now, and no one died, so it will be okay. But I will be, I think, more confident because I have a lot of experience. But in tennis, you never know, so I will stay chill.
Simona, just on that, what did you learn from those three losses? And if you do win...
Can we change the subject?
Yeah.
Let's talk outside. It's a beautiful weather.
But how did you move forward? And do you think if you win on Saturday, it'll make you more relaxed about your career and where it's going?
I will answer this question after the final. If I win, I will tell you.
No worries. Thank you.
Jonathan, please. Thank you.
Simona, outside it is beautiful weather, wouldn't you agree? I will ask you a tennis question as well, if that is okay. You are the emotional favourite for lots of tennis fans around the world because of how they feel about you in their hearts, because of your career so far and what you have achieved and your previous experiences in Grand Slams. Are you aware of all the fans around the world who are cheering you on and want you to do well? And how does that make you feel knowing you have got such wonderful support?
Okay, let's make a deal. I will play for the fans from all over the world because I know that many are hoping me to win this Grand Slam finally. I will put everything I have Saturday on the court, and I will think that I will make many many people happy. So maybe I will have enough power to win it.
Simona, when you qualified today for the final, how did you feel? Is it different than the last time? Just a qualification.
No, it's always a special moment to qualify in the final of Grand Slam. It's a great moment. It's the best moment in your career because the Grand Slams are the most important tournaments. I feel happy, I feel good, and I feel that everything I've done until now, the work that I put after Melbourne and everything together, it worked very well, and that's why I'm here today.
Last one in English.
Simona, tennis is a world of hard hitters today, and you're not one of them. How much you compensate with your tactics against those hard hitters?
I'm fast, don't know. Well, yeah, I'm working to improve in my good things all the time, and if I'm in this position right now, means that I've done okay. So. The tactic is really important, but the most important thing is to focus on yourself and to play your game. If I'm able to play my game every match I play, then I have a better chance to win. If I focus on the opponent, then I lose my game. I lose my game, and I'm not relaxed anymore, and I'm not clear in my head. So I try just to keep it simple and to do what I'm doing at the practice.
Thank you, everybody.